The recent deaths of 14 migrant workers in the woods of northern Maine is raising questions about the treatment of foreign laborers. It's also prompted criticism of the guest worker visas known as H-2Bs. The men were killed when their van sped along an unpaved logging road and plunged off a one-lane bridge into 15 feet of water. The laborers had to drive nearly 5 hours a day to get to and from their job site. They were working for a company certified to hire them, even though it had been fined repeatedly for safety and other violations by the U.S. Department of Labor. From Maine Public Radio, Susan Chisholm reports.
Their smiling photographs from 14 black-draped music stands could do little to ease the pain of the stunned residents of Caribou, Maine, who gathered for a memorial service. Friends describe the men as handsome, hard-working, and happy to be in the United States. They came from Honduras and Guatemala, countries with high rates of poverty and unemployment. In the Maine woods, they could earn more than $10 an hour clearing brush and thinning trees. But the time clock didn't start until they got to the job site, and the work itself was physically taxing, so taxing that local residents didn't want the work.
In 97, we hired two local guys, two Americans. They worked 1 hour. They left.
Howard Getchell is a former co-worker of the crew members who were killed in the van crash.
The distance they were traveling was one of the biggest issues that I thought. 130 miles one way, that's ridiculous.
Getchell often provided the men hot meals, showers, and a place to sleep. Under the temporary visa program known as H-2B, foreign workers can be hired by companies that can demonstrate there is a shortage of American help. But unlike agricultural workers who are provided housing and transportation, non-agricultural workers who enter the United States under the H-2B program are not. Colby College professor Priscilla Dole created an outreach program for migrant workers in Maine. She says the H-2B workers are largely ignored.
We don't have enough people either to help or to enforce or to investigate. And this is why I refer to these men, for whom I have the utmost respect, as the invisible, forgotten people.
As a result, Dole and others say H-2B workers are ripe for exploitation. Sometimes recruiters charge them several thousand dollars just to get into the United States. That means the workers must spend the first year paying off their debts. In addition, they must often provide their own equipment and pay for transportation. Even worse, Howard Getchell says unscrupulous landlords charge the migrant workers according to the number of men sharing an apartment.
And it's a ridiculous price. If 12 people went to go there, each one of us would be charged so much a week. And I don't think that's right.
Workers' advocates also say the law that certifies companies to bring H-2B workers into the United States isn't tough enough. Evergreen Forestry Services, the contractor that employed the Maine workers, has a history of housing and wage violations. Yet Evergreen has permission to hire foreign labor. U.S. Labor Department spokesman John Chavez says federal law provides very specific crimes that can lead to decertification.
Any crime under state or federal law relating to gambling or to the sale, distribution, or possession of alcoholic beverages in connection with or incident to any.
The list goes on to include murder, rape, and prostitution. But it doesn't include violations of state or federal labor laws. Andrew Ketterer is an attorney for Evergreen Forestry Services. He says federal regulations prevented the company from providing makeshift housing in the woods. But he says the workers were not being exploited.
They knew what they were signing up for. Frankly, it was a high rate of pay. It's much higher than federal or state minimum wage. I think the workers felt good about the company, and I know that the company felt good about them.
Federal law allows up to 66,000 people to come into this country under the H-2B program each year. They work in forestry, carpentry, and in the hospitality industry. 5 years ago, Jose Adalberto Velasquez entered the U.S. under such a visa. Recently, he was granted permanent residency. He'd been working for Evergreen until earlier this year when he got a job with another timber company. The victims of the crash were his dearest friends, he says. And their deaths caused him to reconsider his occupation.
It's not a good job. It's a hard job. It's too much dangerous, this job.
Only one person survived the deadly van crash. Adalberto Morales Luis says the men repeatedly asked the worker behind the wheel to slow down. But because the crew had been rained out the day before, and because the job was so far away, Luis says the driver was simply in a hurry to get to work. For NPR News, I'm Susan Chisholm in Caribou, Maine.